This is another photo of the first community that I talked about with the drainage problem. You can see it a little bit closer there. So I wanted to talk about CEDT's approach and how they approach working with these issues. So they work with a whole lot of different stakeholders to seek sustainable long-term solutions. The Cambodian law does give avenues to apply for land tenure, but the challenge is that most of the people living in informal settlements are not aware of their rights or how to access them. So CEDT, obviously they specialise in this and they have an understanding of the Cambodian policy and law around housing rights. And so they can assist communities to understand their rights and work within those existing frameworks to help them access land rights. So an example of this is the photo of the community in Batalong which have actually received their landline rights. CEDT worked with them to use the existing laws to lobby the government to grant them their social land concession. So what are the laws that CEDT uses to lobby the government? The main policy is called Circular 03, and this is a dispute resolution mechanism that allows informal communities occupying state land to negotiate their land tenure with the government. And this process involves engaging all levels of government, so from the village to the provincial government. And so CEDT basically provides guidelines about how to collect demographic information, which is done by surveys, and spatial information, which is done by mapping, in order to make the communities visible to the government. And once they're visible, they can then make claims on the lands that they occupy. So as part of the program that Johanna's working on, CEDT's worked with 9 communities in Battambang, assisting them to collect the data that's required in the Circular 03 policy. And they've helped these communities to submit the data to the authorities. We're going to have a look at what some of the outcomes of these submissions were at the end. But first, I just wanted to look at how we can convert Circular 03 into a pro-poor solution. So CEDT's focus has always been to find a way in which Circular 03 can work for the poor. This means empowering poor communities to be informed of their rights. It means empowering them to collect information about their communities. And it means assisting them to develop their own solutions and decisions. So this photo shows a community leader, the lady standing with the talk up there as a community leader, holding a community meeting to talk about community mapping. The significant thing to note here is that it's not CEDT who's running this meeting, it's someone from the community who's facilitating these conversations, and she's been trained by CEDT. So to achieve the pro-poor solutions, CEDT focuses on mapping and surveying, and to do that they use 3 steps. The first step is to help urban communities understand their rights. Understand their rights and how to collect demographic and spatial information about the existing conditions of their communities. So this is done using a train-the-trainer model where key activists and community leaders are taught to produce hand-drawn maps, and they're also taught facilitation skills to work with their own community. So this is an example of a hand-drawn map that was produced by community members in Phnom Penh. This is a photo of some youth and community members measuring the dimension of their houses to be drawn into the maps. So most of the time the community leaders and CEDT measure the boundaries of a community, and each person measures their own their own house using a tape measure. Sometimes CEDT needs to go back and re-measure and make adjustments and scale things so that everything fits. And that normally happens during the second step, which is when CEDT assists communities to produce GIS maps based on their hand-drawn maps. So this can be quite a lengthy process, and it does involve lots of cross-checking and going back to the community and re-measuring and rechecking things. It's normally done by the CEDT staff. The third step is to provide technical and legal advice and assist the community to develop housing resolution policy proposals. So the community basically has to come up with a solution for the future of the land they occupy, and that might involve things such as reblocking,